you. Hello there, New Zealand. It's your favourite Kiwi music show on a Tuesday. Well, there's not many Kiwi music shows on a Tuesday. We're probably the only Kiwi music show on a Tuesday, but great to have you either way. And please make yourself comfortable for the next hour as we do a live show this Tuesday, 15th of August, 2023. Nice one. Well, we do have a guest for today. It's an indie band from New Zealand called Back to the Hillside. We'll have Neo and his bandmates on the phone straight after this first track, By Inhaler. I hope you like it, and don't go anywhere. Kiwi Radio. Play the music. Do it this way. It's better. We'll be right back.
is Up FM.
You're tuned into upfm.co.nz, simulcast on kiwiradio.nz. That is Inhaler, an Irish rock band originating from Dublin. Back to New Zealand now with our guest Neo on the phone. Welcome to the show, mate.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. I take it you're from Auckland based on the gigs you've played recently.
Yes, we're from Auckland.
Well, warm welcome to the show. And is it just Neo tonight, or band as well?
Actually, I brought the whole band. If that's
sweet.
All good.
Hello.
Well,
hi.
Everyone, say
everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh damn, son, we've got a whole party. Okay, well, let's do a roundtable. Tell us who you are.
My name is Neo. I am the lead guitarist and singer for Back to the Hillside.
I am Rocchielli. I play keys and I occasionally do backup vocals.
I am Hamish. I am the bass player. That's it.
And I'm Sam and I play drums. And that's it. Yeah.
And that's all of us.
Awesome. Well, welcome all four of you. And how is everything for you this evening? Are you at band practice or something?
Oh, we're thinking about practicing after.
Okay. Well, why not? You've got the crew there already. But
yeah.
Well, tell us about Back to the Hillside. The floor is yours.
So a long time ago, me and Hamish, we were in a band called Minutes to Monday.
In high school.
Later on, a few members
came and went,
and I just felt a spark after I was in uni, and I felt a spark, so I wanted to leave. This was during COVID, and so I formed Back to the Hillside with Hamish, my best mate.
Yeah, we both did jazz school at University of Auckland, and we both ended up leaving. That's just how separate of a path we kind of felt we needed to go on for this sort of thing. But we knew since high school that we want to be writing and creating music. So we did Smoke Free Rock West. In high school, we met the national finals when we were in year 11. And then in year 12, I believe, as well, we made it through as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so since then, we kind of had the taste for performing live and creating our own music and couldn't really kick that. So since then, we've just been on and off. But of recently, we've really picked up with the kind of content we're creating, the gigs we're playing. We're just trying to gain that sort of popularity, especially in the Auckland scene where it's quite competitive with the underground rock music market. So we're trying our best to just keep to what we know and produce good tunes. But since then, yeah, that's what we've been up to. And now we're here doing a podcast interview. Yeah,
that's a fantastic journey so far. And certainly the podcast will be available as a download, so maybe future people can hear it too, if you're in the future listening right now. Kia ora. Back to the Hillside is our guest for today. And I'll just let you know what the format of the show is. It's basically a storytelling show. So we play the song, you tell us what the song is about, etc. Now, the first one is called Overtime. Tell us about it.
So that's our
biggest release.
That's our debut single.
I wasn't meant to laugh at you. I pressed the wrong button. Wait, hang on. I pressed the laughing button when you were saying it's your biggest release, and you must have been like, why is he laughing at us? We haven't even started.
No, that's fine, it's fine.
Okay, well, anyways, also you've made a music video for Overtime, which you see you guys running around with trolleys. Was there any trolleys in the making?
Any trolley, I knew that was a good
Was there any trolleys,
in the making of the video?
No, we took care of that trolley with all our hearts.
Natural habitat. We made sure it was safe and sound by the end of it, but it served as a very good prop. And we're happy that that is the main taking point that you got from that music video.
Well, everybody check it out. The band is called Back to the Hillside. We'll play the first song right now with that music video we're speaking of. So hopefully you go check out that video. But this is the tune. Overtime, you're tuned into Kiwi Radio at .nz and also Summercast on UpFM. So, yeah, thanks. Tuned into Kiwi Radio, the fastest hour of New Zealand music for the week. We have Back to the Hillside, the whole four-piece crew actually hanging out for you this week. And yeah, really good song. I really enjoyed it. I love my indie pop rock. So yeah, well done, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
How does it feel to finally have the music out and spreading its wings kind of thing?
Yeah, it was like an achy thing for me. Just having I think I held on to that recording for a while. And when the time came, it was just a huge, like, relief, I think.
Yeah. And then we got like a decent amount of streams on it and we got a lot of good feedback on it. And we kind of helped us give us a really good sense of direction as well, especially when really nerve-wracking sending out what is effectively a piece of you in the form of creative art and just trying to see what people have to say about it. And so far we've had really good reception about it. So, and all it does is just give us more positive feedback and just keeps us wanting to go. This was a really positive experience. We're really psyched it's out. And the music video, that was also another big thing for us, because we had to, that's when we sort of had to up the ante and start working with larger groups of people. We had a few friends who came in clutch for us to help make us do that. And that was also a really fun creative experience. We were just sort of messing around and coming up with ideas. And yeah, it was just a really fun creative experience, and happy it's all out.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, well done, everyone. Really good effort on this tune. It kind of gives nostalgic vibes, a little bit of the Weeknd slash bands that I hear in the UK slash, I mean, Back to the Hill side. It's just you guys, so can't really compare you too much with other bands, because it sounds quite unique. So
we're all products of our inspirations and stuff. Absolutely, we love when we can, when people can start sort of hearing others, our inspirations coming through our music. We kind of feel like it brings a sense of familiarity and comfort as well. It's not too crazily out there, but we do like to make it unique as well, so it doesn't feel like you're just listening to the same old stuff.
Yeah, let's involve the whole group and just quickly rattle out the first band that comes to mind that's a real, real big influence or a band that you really like. All around the table, let's go.
We'll start with me, Neo. Probably Inhaler, that band that was just playing, and The Smiths.
Classic.
Yeah, this is Rocchielli now.
Yes. For me, it'll be Toto. They're not only famous for Africa, they have a whole bunch of other great songs that I think you should check out. So, yeah.
Give us one that's like a B-side that maybe people don't listen to.
Ooh.
That's not Africa. That's the only song I know.
Ooh. Okay, there's a good one from their debut album, Toto, from 1979. It's called You Are the Flower. So that's a highly recommended track.
Nice.
Yay.
All right.
Yep.
This is Hamish. I'm the bass player. I love listening to a lot of different types of music, but me, my main roots as a bass player have come from Wolfpack, that sort of mainline sort of, I suppose you call white funk, Joe Dark,
white funk.
But,
that completely alienates like 80% of the country. I mean, you don't have to be white to enjoy it, but okay. Fair enough.
No. It's just the kind of band that they are.
We are the least racist podcast.
The least racist.
So there we go.
I didn't get the memo.
No, that's cool.
Joe Dart is the bass player for them. He inspired me a lot for my music, bass skills and all that sort of stuff, and got me through that. And I love a lot of their tunes. My number one for that is 100% Dean Town by Wolfpack. It's a really good track.
Okay, cool. Some homework to do. Did we get it right?
Yeah.
No, one left. Hi, I'm Sam. And probably Idols. I saw them in like 2018, 2019 at the Tuning Fork. And I was like, oh my god, I have to do this.
Gosh.
I have to be in a band.
I actually came across Idols. I think The War is the one that I came across. But they really...
Yeah.
The singer's got this really like unique image. Like, he's skin-headed, bearded guy that feels like, I don't know, he'll punch me if I ever came across him or something. But it's really full-on music, hey, too. So
Yeah, definitely. But I love their message and the way they, like, come across. And, you know, I think it's just really cool to have some people who are, like, super outspoken, but also, like, make great music at the same time, so it's not, like, just message. It's, like, kind of both. But, yeah, the drummer in that band is crazy, so, like a really muscular player.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I definitely take notes from that. And I'm also big into, like, jazz and stuff. Like, my favorite album is Voodoo by D'Angelo.
sorry, I wasn't meant to laugh. I actually like D'Angelo. It's just that I feel kind of, how do I say it? Like, as a man, it's like watching him with his big muscles, and then I'm like secretly like skip to a different browser page when my wife comes in. She's like, "What are you watching?" And I'm like, "Just music."
You definitely don't want to watch How Does It Feel? Like,
Yeah.
In the middle of the living room or something.
It is good music too, so good. That's really cool. Yeah, that gives me a lot of homework as a music enthusiast. What about like Kiwi acts?
Kiwi band.
Frank on tap. Yeah,
Miss June's great. I love that band.
Who?
They're Miss June. They're like they're an Auckland band. They open for Idols as well, but that's how I heard of them. And I'm really influenced by them as well.
Hmm. I used to work at a burger bar, and the guy who works at the burger bar, he's a guy called Johnny. He's the drummer for Summer Thieves, and that's probably one of the main Kiwi bands that I've been listening to, purely from just being around him and just hearing how successful those guys have been, and you know, comparing them to Mako Road and all those guys, and like showing like true success and like the New Zealand music scene and all that sort of stuff. Really love what they're doing. That's probably my pick for NZ.
Well, speaking of working at burger bars, and your title track is called Overtime, do you have any good overtime stories? Anyone around the table? Like something happened while the boss, like the boss left the room, and then you're like, I don't know, you put your shoe in the, you know, in the meals for the people. I don't know.
I work at a mechanic shop now. That's more of just like destroying cars on the accidental basis, but that's never working overtime. I think most of the stuff we get our inspiration for writing about overtime is our music writing process and how we can kind of get engrossed in that sort of stuff, and kind of ends up just not really feeling like it's taking that much time at all. But we always have a few shoots and that sort of stuff. Sometimes we just hang out for a band rehearsal, don't end up writing anything, and just go out and get takeaways or something like that. That's probably our version of working overtime.
Right. Just okay.
Overtime as musicians. That's about it.
Yeah. How I wrote the song was I came up with a riff first on the bass, and then later on I figured out a cool ass melody on the guitar. And yeah, so on and so forth. All it was, there's not really much of an inspiration. I usually write a song first, and then afterwards I figure out what the song is about after it's written. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. Yep, absolutely. How do you pick inspiration though? Do you kind of pull out some books or watch a few films before you put pen to paper, or?
I simply just by listening to my favorite bands, I reckon.
Well, it's a really good outcome. I really like the music. So again, well done. We'll go to the next song now as part of our three song set. The song is called I'm Alone. Tell us about it.
So I think I'm Alone was the first song I actually wrote. But we recorded it with Scott Seabright, who's an awesome producer, audio engineer. Anyone listening, if you want to record something, go to Scott Seabright. He really knows his stuff.
He's an ex-employee from Roundhead Studios, and he just took us through a whole massive process, especially for... Like it's kind of like a huge overhaul for the song, because the initial version we had was, it felt quite basic. It didn't have that much of its own identity yet. It was just kind of like drawing inspiration from other ideas we'd had, and brought it to Scott, and we worked through it. And that was probably our first go at like a professional recording thing. And Richelli, our keyboardist, we just had a huge stash over synthesizers and keyboards and going through the different types of sounds and all that sort of stuff. It just ended up being probably one of the best songs we've done so far in terms of like mastering quality. But that's just all because of Scott and his amazing experience that he's garnered from Roundhead Studios and all those other places that he's worked as well. But yeah, that's where the song ended up.
Oh, having a great producer and sorry.
Oh, I play drums on it. The other ones don't have my drums on it.
Disclaimer. No, it's awesome having a great producer/mixer. You know, like you always hear about the Beatles and the fifth, you know, secret member is the engineer essentially, but you know, it really adds to the table. And yeah, no, that's cool. Well, let's have a listen. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm very interested and keen to check it out now. The band that you're listening to, everybody, is called Back to the Hillside. They're from Auckland, New Zealand. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Thanks for hanging out. Oh man, that's a really good song. Kiwi Radio, the band is Back to the Hillside. Track I'm Alone. The band is on the phone right now. So, very exciting band to find. Like, what's happening next for 2023 for you four?
Well, we've got a few gigs lined up in September. Some in October. I've been trying to get us into some festivals for next year.
And if you want to get out there and book the band, please do. The website that I can recommend is Linktree, which is linktr.ee/backtothehillside, because that'll contain all the socials. Reach out, book them a gig, and tell them that you heard them on Kiwi Radio. Well, it's your next track of your three-song showcase. Now, this one says Rough Master, so are we going to, like, is this an exclusive? What's going on?
Which song is that, sorry?
The third song here we've got is called I don't want to hear it. Well, I do want to hear it, but it's cool. I don't want to hear it. Is this a pre-release?
Yeah. So that one, we're gonna hold on to that just because I reckon that would be like a deal breaker song. It's my favorite song out of all our originals.
Do you want me to play it, or maybe a 10-second teaser? What do you want me to do?
Oh yeah, you can play it.
Play the whole thing. Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
The premiere, I suppose we could say.
Woo! We've had a ton of cool premieres on Kiwi Radio. It's cutting edge. But hey, it's the best kind of platform as well, because we usually stream to like 40 people. So it's like a you know, wine cellar kind of vibe. So
yeah.
Well, check it out. If you're listening right now, it is 15th of August. Mark it on your calendar. Tuesday night, 7:30 with our band Back to the Hillside. Check them out on all their socials for all the upcoming gigs. And what else do you guys want to plug? The floor is yours. Anything else?
Did you want to?
Oh, do we have any song suggestions, guys?
Any song suggestions?
Sam's always got great song suggestions.
Oh, you can't put me on the spotlight.
We were putting you on the spotlight.
No, I'm going to think of something.
What about the band, though? Like, is there anything else that you guys want to plug? Like merchandise, Bandcamp? What else can we talk about? Marital statuses?
Actually, there is.
Love lives? Anything you want to plug?
There is one thing. We're playing at a festival. When are we playing that? Give me a moment, sorry. On the 2nd of September, we're playing a festival.
Nice.
All the details are in our bio, on our social media. I forget the name of the. I forget the name of the festival, but it'll be there.
Really, really good at that.
I totally understand, like, as creatives, you know, you have to, like, especially indie creatives, you know, there's so much work behind it, like, as well as curating the music, you also have to book stuff, so I totally get it. Actually, let me help you out if I can. The festival is called Howlin' Hoteki Festival. It's at Thirsty Dog.
Yep, that's the one. Thank you.
Thirsty Dog. There we go. You should just hire me as your doorman. But anyway, Thirsty Dog, K Road, which is in Auckland. You can't miss it. K Road's one of the main streets in Auckland CBD. You've got bands like Henneka, Back to the Hillside, who you're listening to now, Flower Stream, Napoleon Baby, James Kohler, Dead Mass, Sunshine Unit, The New OK, plus special guests. Tickets at UTR. Go check them out, September 2nd, 2023. Well, that pretty much wraps up the show. Well done on appearing on a Tuesday podcast. Will this be your first podcast? Have you done more?
Yeah, this is our first.
You're going to listen back to this recording and be like, oh, I fumbled and this and that, but no. Please don't overanalyze it. Again, our podcast reaches like 40 people max, so it's a good kind of like, you know, stage one. Up next, you'll be on.
We love stepping stones in this band. It's going to be good.
No, it's really good. And we'll do our best to plug your music as well, because we obviously like to play Kiwi music. So we'll keep that on the radio rotation. And if you like New Zealand music, or you want to be a guest, or you know a band or whatever, just let them reach us on the website, kiwiradio.nz. Special shout out to upfm.co.nz, which is a full spectrum techno trance station, but they get, you know, we get to hijack their airwaves as well on a Tuesday with all genres. Well, thank you so much, everyone, from Back to the Hillside. Final words. Anything?
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate having you giving us this opportunity.
We love talking about our music. We're so happy to have the opportunity to speak about it. It's an awesome experience.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks, guys. And you are all very talented because the music is totally up my alley. So I really enjoyed today's episode. And well done on the records. I hope you keep pumping them out and, giving us good vibes with the music. So thank you very much for being awesome creatives. And I will just sign off with my famous tagline, which is stay cool and stay creative. Okay, everybody?
Thank you very much.
And that is the show, everybody. You've tuned into Kiwi Radio. Check us out next Tuesday and every Tuesday where we showcase a 3-song set from upcoming independent Kiwi musicians such as Back to the Hillside, who you are listening to right now. And you heard it from their own mouths. This is a very exclusive preview, and I'm sure they will just, nudge a few EQs here and there and finalize the whole thing. But, it's all about the tune. It's all about the vocals, the lyrics. So we get to hear it here first, and we are so excited and so honored. And thank you very much, everybody. You have a great Tuesday night, and we'll see you on the flip side. Keep it locked. Kiwi Radio. We'll be right back. Kiwi Radio. Go check out the band Back to the Hillside. That is an exclusive for kiwiradio.nz. Back to the Hillside Linktree. So linktr.ee/backtothehillside, and go check them out. The next band I really like is The Smiths. The really cool thing about The Smiths is they like make really upbeat music but have melancholy, depressing lyrics, but the music's really fun. But the track I'm about to play is recommended by the band earlier that we had as guests. The song is called How Soon Is Now, and it's written by singer Morrissey and guitarist Johnny Marr. And that will be concluding the show. We'll just let it speak for itself, the music, shall we? Yeah, let's do that. KiwiRadio.nz. Turned into a whispering podcast. Like AMSR kind of thing. I just realized this is from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I remember this song. And the sun and the air are the shyness that is criminally vulgar. I am sun and air, but nothing in particular. Shut your mouth, how can you say? I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else does. The show, everybody. Remember the date, 2nd September, for that wonderful music festival we mentioned earlier. That festival actually is a day festival which starts at 2 o'clock. On the same day, I have a gig at 9 a.m. in Western Springs with AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz, our sponsor for the show. So you could like make a whole day of it, you know. It's going to be a great day. So start off at the Mama Markets at 9 o'clock. Head over to Thirsty Dog which is not far from Western Springs. Thirsty Dog in K Road for that 2 o'clock start for the festival. And it'll be good times. Well, next week we've got more guests to come. Just lined up a interview with Alex Beatty. And if you want to find out more about him, head over to our Instagram, which is instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Instagram's also a really good place to hit me up as a private message if you want to be on the podcast. I have a private account because there's a lot of bots and spam on Instagram, and so I don't want to deal with that. So make sure you can prove that you're human and then add me on that platform. It'd be great to reach out to you. Coming up on the show and the series, the Kiwi Radio podcast that we have every week, we also have more music from Monk Seals, as well as Jay Vinci, who will be returning with some more new music. And we'd love to hear from you, as mentioned. That is the show, everybody. Outro music, ralphie.bandcamp.com, ralphe.bandcamp.com. It's been fun. And wasn't that band awesome? Back to the Hillside. I'm really excited to be spinning more of their tunes on the station and just giving them some legs with their wonderful music. It's got to be heard. Spread the word. Anyways, it's got to be heard. Spread the word. Well, who am I, a rhymist now? Okay, well, stay tuned for more music. Autobot on.